就是在那个老二说，这个人的选择可以往那边走的，那肯定是给钱难的，这个事业或者那个少一点，But also one is to know what is Lord. It was the great and noble that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made him to the Lord. Prabhupada, Nijogi, Vata, Vaila, Chaitanya, Vaila, 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 when he did so, such are the pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Mother Sachi and Sri Ramakrishna. Vishwa Prabhupati
Chari Ayana Gaura Hari
Narayana Vekhira Kandha Nanti Sriti Kari. When the Lord arrived at Vishwa Prabhupati, he saw the temple of Lord Narayana and offered obeisances and various prayers. The Bishop of Hell, Anagadha Himalaya Parvata, is situated 12 miles north of Madurai city in the district of Madurai in southern Tamil Nadu. It is one of the mountains known as the Kutakachalas. The Bishop of Hell is the forest where the Lord Shambhadev burn himself to ashes.
Hey Krishna, Karuna, Sindhu,
Vinamandu,
Jagatate,
Sapta,
Kanchana, Gauram,
Mahate,
Ubhyascha, Kripa, Sindhu, Devacha, Nam, Bhavanibhyo, Vaishnavibhyo, Namo, Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, the first letter is being announced in the Kali. Part of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, where he, very nice, very gentle, and as he says, jokingly, explains to Venkata Gata, the Supreme Supreme Lord Krishna, Supreme Supreme Lord Krishna. Yes. There is short of saying the Lord Krishna himself is not the such. Yavam evam asamu dhojana kukhya. Sansa vade bhujitivam sarvabhavena bharata. By teaching hygiene, the Krishna says that the one who knows he has supreme Supreme Personality of Godhead as Purushottama, the ultimate Purush. And then the Lord Brahma, from Saint Ishvara, such a kind of thing. Finally, I think the Buddha said that the Purana, Krishna is just like another such person who is no one and everything. The one who is a singular has no doubts that it's not the problem. There is one natural result. The result of the person who has no doubt was a dust of doubt. That Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He engages himself in all devotional service. Not compromised, not lowered, not mixed, speculated, upon any other life, only all devotional service. So, it's a simple test. So, as you want to watch, it's a very simple test. Ask him honestly, one side. Am I or will? Don't be angry about yourself, just 100%. Am I 100% engaged in devotional service only? If yes, then yes. You don't have any doubts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If I honestly admit to myself that I would like to be an English person, so that meantime still I have my own devotions. Meaning that's in our heart and it's called the right choice. But that means that there are some doubts that are Krishna's supremacy. So that honesty would help us clarify certain misunderstandings in our heart. Yes, following the misunderstandings is that we want us on the ship about to have no doubts of the supremacy. Our Krishna's means things not entirely good shepherd. It's easy to follow this. You shouldn't be in delusion thinking that in my case the same situation. It could be good if it would be the case. But in the meantime, still we have to work with our power. And that is desire. What may be wrong in the heart, but how well is it possible? Yes, me. So what this story is all about, what this particular part of the chapter is all about, because the rule, he had the idea that he was finally to believe that I am here with the Buddha. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave him a very wonderful explanation, which of course, for all of us as well, it's not easy for this one. That the Krishna is a good man. And it is not right to use weapons. You seem to go to hell. And talk about the particular argument about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives to the Buddha. Most of you already have been in. And that's the people who are called, people, honest people, but also sometimes challenge your devotees, Islam devotees, saying that all Shiva is the supreme, all Shiva is the supreme, and they can't really give you an argument why, but because they were born in some particular tradition, some particular family, where some particular that's why they consider that this is the balance. But when the devotee gives them the mandate of all Kalidasa's teachings, Sama, correct himself. Krishna, Svayam. Then we should be smile and sentient. Because this is what Shastra gives us the arguments. But very interesting argument which Lord Chaitanya gives it. Bhagavatam Vinyam to take it by power, Bhagavatam Vinyam, which is mission. Where Lord Chaitanya says that, Narayana Vaiti Krishnira, Asa Dharana Runa, Sateva Lakshmira, Krishna, Krishna, Anukshava. Because Krishna has four extraordinary qualities, not possessed by the Lord Narayana. This one is such a question, always desires to stop. So, do we remember those four extraordinary qualities the Lord Krishna has? Nobody else has them. No one has them. There's four extraordinary qualities of Lord Krishna. This is something we remember.
Rupa Madhuri, Chana Madhuri, Lila Madhuri, Venu Madhuri.
Detail. Yes. So, his wonderful pastimes, which are compared to another shanty. Wonderful pastimes, which are compared to the ocean, because we never look at them now. And they're ever sweet, ever fresh, and ever more and more original. But he said, watch the Krishna is the Lord Krishna. But even this saying is not strictly speaking correct. Why? Because being most musical is kind of a static statement. It's like a static state. The most beautiful of that is what is like Krishna's face. He is every day is more beautiful. It's not like just beautiful sex, that's it, about all, and that's it. No, every day is like becoming more and more beautiful. It's not that he is just most beautiful of all. No! He is every moment. Every moment he is more beautiful and more beautiful and more beautiful. I have a question. Have you ever seen somebody, something so beautiful that you would pay? Something that they think that you have in that person. Let's say some lady, she's so beautiful, and she meets some boy. And the boyfriend, by seeing her, just thinks, the girls have some boyfriend, maybe some men can be popular with you. She's like that. If you would see Krishna's reality, you couldn't handle somebody who's very beautiful. And you see, it just captures your eyesight. Just give from your eyesight. Remember when it's just like a magnet. That's right. Krishna, same thing as pastimes, are amazing. You know, there are no words in this world to explain. And we use some words as a compromise. So Krishna's pastimes are wonderful. So in a sense of this world are wonderful. But they're not close even to the amazing longevity of Krishna's pastimes. Whatever he says is immediately a law. Whatever he does is a pastime. Another quality is that his association in the circle of supreme devotees and conjugal love the darkness. Yes? Nobody, no deity, no God has such deep, exalted, and relationship with the devotees. No one deity else. In the Lakshmi Devi, she dreams about participating in the rasa dance. Wow, she has also a problem. She can't give her. She can't give up her dreams. She can't give up her dreams. She has her reservation dreams. No profits, no. So, the third amazing, extraordinary quality is displayed on the food whose vibration attracts these very words. Who from you heard the flowing of the Krishna spirit? You sent to be my paradox. And the one is, what keeps us here? What keeps us here? What keeps us serving the Krishna? So the preaching of Srila Prabhupada is like echoing the flute play of Lord Shri Krishna. So then we come here and here. We are chanting. And his extraordinary beauty, yes, which surpasses the beauty of all the three worlds. Lord Krishna's beauty is unequal to the person lost. So this shloka that I have written, Krishna Rasa, Vrana Vrana, how can you know that Shri Krishna, Krishna Anuksha? So if Lord Narayana is associated, what she did, can her strong association of Lord Krishna? So don't believe another of Lord Krishna. It's a monument. Maybe Lord Narayana is a good while what she did is so attractive. What she done? The only explanation, the only reason is the only explanation is that Krishna is supreme. Then he's got something, he's got four attributes which you will have. Do you want me to tell one last thing of the way? Yes. For so many years, the devotees in Moscow had tried to build a temple, a mission, a village in Moscow. And they were struggling for more than 10 years trying to try this, to get the other. Sometimes they succeeded. Then they were preparing and making a project. Project of the building of the property. So, something went wrong. So, let's not get into complicated reasons why what's going wrong, but maybe one reason was that most probably that Krishna had another plan. Then devotees offered to another plan, but another one, prepared another quarter, rather than to be in a new place. And again, something went wrong and something new broke out. Well, the devotees never to give up. So they applied for another one, they got another one, they prepared another project. So that's how they came up. So I remember the four projects were prepared. Even the Ananta Shesha was laid as the foundation of the boat. So, but it seems that this was possible, because now, still, Krishna consciousness is expanding like anything, and devotees and Muslims, they have over 100 bhakti rikshas going on weekly, every week in Moscow, which is more than 10 million population. Every week, 150 or 100 something. But the pictures, the government bonds and the things and the classes. So, you know, if there is one in the world, you can get the one in the world in this world. If there is a plan of the Lord that everyone will be chanting the whole thing of the Lord, or everyone at least will be hearing the chanting of the Holy Spirit. So nobody is able to interfere with that plan. So I always pray to the people of the religion that, please Lord, let us make one of the maybe I'm saying less to this, you don't get to nothing. Because let me stay and be part of the family. Together with the devotees who are personally applying to your connection. Let the Harinam, 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 let's hold on to chanting of the Holy Spirit. Now let's be part of that plan of the Lord. Because there will be restrictions, there will be competitors, there will be hard times, there will be easy times in comparison to what the devotees there had to experience during the previous era. Now it's not considered easy times for the children. Notice that they address all over the country, including Moscow. Which festivals they arrange in the biggest stadiums in Moscow? These thousands of places of people come to see the events related to the local festival. Why preaching is going on? So it was not easy time, nobody respects. But still, then you've come across your own impurities in the heart, and you see that, well, I'm still not very English in the same sense as that. Still, there is that more and more and more surrender and coming to the Lord. Because devotees, they're so sincere and they follow literally what Lord Chaitanya speaks first in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Otherwise, how is it possible to overcome contrary impediments, the need on the path of devotional service? In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the beginning of the ninth chapter in Pandavila, what Chaitanya says, I order every man within this universe. I live in this universe, yes. In the one stories. I order every man within this universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and not only accept this universe. Yes. Ateva ami agya jivam sabakaya. Everyone in this material world thinks himself to be a doctor. And we have to have many duties pertaining to the body. So remember, I have one blood brother. who became a devotee, by being a political ideologist and the great international leadership. Like in the army or in the different organizations, they are very much more supposed to be one person promoting scientific capitalism in the organization. So this person, very intelligent, very educated person, he was traveling on several ships around the world, and he was maybe on one way came to the harbor. Somebody put in his office the booklet of Shiva Prabhupada. Although he was like a firm capitalist, and his job, he was paid for promoting scientific methods. After reading the Prabhupada book, Shiva Prabhupada came to die. If you are not in Krishna consciousness, in the philosophy, then us should be considered ignorance. It doesn't really matter. Once even Shiva Prabhupada was challenged by an Indian gentleman who said to him, "Dear Prabhupada, you sacrifice for Krishna everything in your life. You go wrong country, you left your flesh. Otherwise, you sacrifice your family. But what if? What if Krishna is not involved? What if Krishna is not supreme?" Shiva Prabhupada listened to that person. And he said, "Dear gentlemen, just looking around. Look around on which buildings we reside and make the thoughts of the former bush. Huh? Look. Now there is no less, everything is less, you can't get the quality, everything is fucked up." He said, "Okay, look at the people around. Who gave up their sinful life. An intelligent young man and a woman who sacrificed their lives for the better. Look what philosophy is telling. It's the best, most exalted, most elaborate, most detailed philosophy in the world." And he said, "Look, what we are eating is always fresh, authorized, vegetarian, recipes and food. It's not more exciting." So he looked. He said, "Sorry. Even if the world, if Krishna is not supreme, even Krishna is not God, the world is the boss. Everything that we have is the best. Building the association, philosophy, the shop, everything is the best. So what's going to accomplish? Okay, Krishna is not God, but he gives us everything the best. What's the problem?" And he said, "Yes, sir. You can't do it. Krishna is God. Once, the disciples of Shiva Prabhupada went to Naradi to meet his mother. And they were like, 'Listen, this is the Lord. Look at the Lord.' And yes, Shiva Prabhupada said to him, 'Was the nation good? And the Lord is God, Shiva Prabhupada.' Before Prabhupada, there were so many disciples and people who all the person of the service, if you want to be balanced, not to preach to the He just followed the good principle. Many Shiva Prabhupada, one hour, and the good disciple is going to be in fire, in these things. There is no way to be able to study the family. And he said, this means the sky and the body of the devotional sins. And minimizing the spiritual master is the worst body of the sniper. So that's why every day we are looking at glorifying the mind, thanking our spiritual master, for whom he is like a grandfather. So every day we have to wake up and wake the spirit with the thoughts of gratefulness. Okay. So today's shlokas we read, they're concluding the last time with the Venkata Bhatta, where is a very good lesson for all of us. Who is the Supreme? Why Krishna is the Supreme? And what we shall do about it? For devotional service to the Lord. Shri Shri Rajam Sandhuki, Shri Shri Krishna Balaramki, Shri Shri Govind Kayaki. I thought I would have said beauty. It's a bad news, also. Hare Krishna, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki, for do we have time for it? Question?
Yes.
So, we can ask some questions. Yes, Tom, for you.
Maharaj, I want to hear from Dada Devotees also, how did you join with the beats, special beats, that the knots and the beats are the same, so you almost cut a finger.
Yes. Yes, sometimes the devotees ask, why did you join, how did you join this path? Well, the simple question was quite complicated to answer. Because we had to join, we joined this convent, there was no discount there at that time in Russia, in Soviet Union. We joined it, but still there was no discount. If we joined the Shiokan now, we joined his movement. And so, how John, even what we not having read a book, not having seen or heard about Srila Prabhupada, because the street that was handled beat with a piece of paper in Mahabhita. This was the first instruction I got from Srila Prabhupada indirectly through his disciples. Where he wrote, he thought that please take those beads and chant every day for 2 hours a day. He said, come on, you're joking. 2 hours, you can meditate for 2 hours. Because I was already trying meditation, and I knew tricks the mind can do it. So, we did the beads which were not actually polished, but they are cut by knife. So they look buckwheat version, not sharp edges, with sharp edges. And it was small, small beads. There were nuts, almost with nuts, and between them was the same size as the bead. So if you chant one round, afterwards your finger. Because it was sharp edges, beads. But, you know, some, I can't say that. I can't remember now what attacked me. I just thought, well, most probably the devotees made such a deep impression on me, asking if they put so much devotion in work and to that discussion. But I kept chanting. I still kept chanting. To the extent so that my finger was not bleed, but it was hurt. So every day I was chanting. 4, 8, 5, 6, 2, 8, 4. And at some point I thought, well, how long it can go on? Now, there were no devotees of association. No books, no temples, no rules, just yogis and Mahamantra. So, right at the spot when I got this piece of paper with Mahamantra, I thought, let me learn the heart of this part. Otherwise, if I lose that paper with Mahamantra, I can lose. And I think that I may use the opportunity to meditate for 2 hours a day. And then that's the question. So rather than just walk on the road in the back of the world, I learned this paper. And somehow I felt that the reason that I'm talking now, from now on, this mantra will never be lost in the world. Nobody can take it. This piece of paper I can lose. You can't escape by Jujubim or whatever, but whatever is in your heart, that's in your heart, that's your property. 100% full. Nobody can steal anything from your heart. That is me. And not knowing what I'm chanting, I had no idea who is Krishna. Actually, I had no idea what is Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. What is Rama? What is Krishna? Later on, I found out. But now we're in 1918, we had the first, then we had the first, then we had the first. So when I read the Bible, we were all the same. And then, after reading the first Bhagavad Gita, Okay. Yeah.